Warning.
The following podcast may have material or language unsuitable for people under the age of 18 or be inappropriate for a workplace environment. If you're easily offended by content of this type, please stop this recording now. Hi there, this is the Apocalypse Dial Show and you're... Wait a minute. This is the wrong script. Sorry about that, folks. I just want to assure you that no animals were harmed in the making of this program. Just one smart alecky monkey.
Suspicious auditory stimulus detected.
Broadcasting from Eeper's Choice, air-conditioned dustbin somewhere in the Western Hemisphere, Eeper, an off-color hamster, talks about anime, manga, and other non-related issues. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by the alcoholic beverages J and D and by the concept of guilt-free inebriation. You can't feel guilty and you can't remember. Hi guys, you're very welcome to the show. This is my show, I'm Eeper. And I'm going to be podcasting about anime and manga. Because I don't think there's enough podcasts out there with anime or manga in them. Yeah, what do I sound like? Anyways, seconds and seconds of silence. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I'm an old school otaku. I used to watch shows during the 90s. And they used to run on a channel in Britain called Channel 4. And they ran like for 2 years, just nothing but manga, entertainment, movies. You remember the standard stuff from the 90s that just everyone had seen. Like Street Fighter, Ghost in the Shell. And I don't know if this is, this is the norm. But like every spot here I tell in the United States that I've seen... the original Legend of the Overfiend on television broadcast, and they're always staggered by that. I don't know why. And when I tell them I've seen it on terrestrial television, they're even more boggled. I don't know. Maybe something to do with puritanical television broadcasts in the States. I don't know. I was into it for a while, and then the movies dried up on the station and no one ran anything else, and because the anime scene in the early 90s was pretty much dead where I was, I lost interest and went on to other stuff, mainstream Hollywood films, Hong Kong action, stuff like that, until about 2004. I was in my local comic book shop and I just saw this magazine, which turned out to be New Type USA, on the shelf, and I thought, who's on the cover? It was Dean Angel was on the cover, and I was really intrigued by the artwork, so I just dived straight in. And after reading the magazine through and through, I decided I'd go online, find somewhere that would send this stuff to me, and I ordered like 3 or 4 series, and I've never looked back. I've got a pretty substantial modern anime collection now, and a manga collection now, and the reason why I'm doing this podcast is because I was old school, but because there was no background to the anime scene here, there was no clubs, anything like that. No one had any interest in it. It was more a cult than a niche market at the time, so I had no one to talk to and no one to relate to. But now I now do. Thanks to like places like the Ninja Consultant and Otaku Generation and so on. But the problem is that while I can keep up, there are certain times when they will mention stuff like sayings, TV series, manga that I've never read, never seen, never heard of, and I won't say I'm left behind because I can more or less educationally guess what they're talking about, but other than that, no, I'm lost. So I figure, as I make this podcast, I will find out about manga, anime, and the stuff that goes on behind it, and what I'll do is I'll relate it to you guys, and any newbies who are listening to the show can tune in and can get a crash course in it. Because a lot of shows that I've listened to, and I'm not saying that some of the shows that I do listen to on a regular basis are like that, but some other shows, they just talk non-stop, and, you know, it's back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, but there's no explanation given to newbie otakus who are coming in to listen to the show as to what that means. So what I'll do is on this show, I'll test it out first, and if it's good, I'll let you know, and if it's bad, I'll let you know, and you make your decision. Okay, now you will notice a distinct lack of background music at the moment. I am sorting out background music for my pieces as I talk, but at the moment I was so rushed into this show this week that I hadn't got a chance. Up first will be the news, and then we will go to the reviews. I think I will play a song from the PodSafe Music Network, and I think I'm going to play you Raindrop Rhapsody by Option 42. Check it out. Thank you.
Hi, this is Aaron and Noah, and we're a couple living in New York City. We run the Ninja Consultant podcast. Sometimes we talk about ninjas, but mostly our show is about anime.
We don't do anime news because we don't know any.
I know what the news is because I've heard it on every anime podcast this week.
We have over 800 years of combined otaku experience, and I guess sometimes we talk about it.
You can train to be an otaku or just sound like one.
Choose from any of the following areas of expertise.
Conventions.
Fan culture.
AMVs.
Fan subs.
Fan parodies.
Fan art.
Manga.
Cosplay.
Ninja studies.
Refrigerator repair.
Or get your GED.
And much, much more.
Can you draw this pirate? Go to www.ninjaconsultant.com and discover the wonderful world of anime art.
That's www.ninjaconsultant.com. Or search for us in the iTunes... Wait, we're a couple?
Yeah, we're a couple.
I mean, I knew that.
Thursday, May 4th, 2006. Waiting in the pre-registration line.
So like, you just cut through line just to laugh?
Yes, pretty much.
So you just lost your spot?
No.
Curse you!
The waiting is almost over. The three-part Anime Central 2006 audio coverage. Coming soon.
This is going to be a ride.
Some of the music used on today's show has been brought to you by the PodSafe Music Network. Check them out at music.podshow.com. Thanks for those promos from the Ninja Consultant and from R5 Central. And I've been listening to Mike for the last couple of weeks, and I can only imagine the hell that I'm going to go through, because I'm going up to Domodachi 2006, and hopefully I'll have some recording equipment, get some voice work done there with the fans. But I can understand the kind of hell he's already gone through with ASEN. So yeah, I feel for you, man, and I'm sure you're going to sympathize with me when I start posting the stuff from Domodachi. Fingers crossed. Anyways, thanks for that, and thanks to the Ninja Consultants, that's Aaron and Noah. You can catch them, as the promo says, on ninjaconsultant.com. They were the ones who got me interested in podcasting, and you know, if you guys hate this show, you can just blame them, it's easier. I do. Anyways, moving straight along, it's time for the news. Okie dokie. On the news this week, and it's coming mostly from the Anime Boston con, and on the top of the list is... it's Funimation on the top of the list, and they've picked up Full Metal Panic, the second raid. That's the third season of Full Metal Panic, the first two being Full Metal Panic and Full Metal Panic Fumofu, which have both been released by ADV. I don't know why ADV didn't pick it up, this third series, but I can only assume it's either the licensor wanted too much money, or they weren't prepared to pay for it, or they just weren't interested. It doesn't matter. Anyways, the only details is so far that it'll be released October 3rd. That's the first volume. Okie dokie. On Funimation, they've announced that they've acquired Beck Mongolian Chop Squad. That's the anime about the like rock band, grunge band. I don't know, I haven't followed it. The only details so far released are the series will be co-directed by Chris Bevins and Talsian Jaff, with Mike McFarlane as music director. And the only thing, I guess, I can tell you about that I know off the top of my head is that Talsian Jaff is listed as a co-writer of the English dub, and also a voice actor in the English dub for Death and Rebirth Evangelion and End of Evangelion. So, you know, that might pan out. He's the guy, one of the 12 towards the end, where they've all been replaced. Instead of images of the bodies, they've now been huge monoliths. He's the one that has, "We need not cast aside our human forms." Anyways, the only other thing is, I love this one. This is brilliant. Anime Next have announced, this is to tie in with Beck, Anime Next have announced that their next guest will be Harold Tsukuishi, who's the creator of the Beck manga. And the only thing, if you go on to the Anime News Network, you can see the article from Anime Next. But the statement is brilliant. It reads perfectly. It's brilliant until you get to the fourth or fifth line. His manga. What about it? What about it means to be a teenager, and more importantly, what it means to rock. Accentuated words for rock. I mean, yeah. Who writes this stuff? This is great. In other Anime Boston news, ADV have announced that they've picked up the rights to the Jinky Extend TV series. ADV already have the rights to the manga series. I haven't checked out Jinky Extend. I wanted to. I saw the article for it in New Type about a year or so back, and it was like a futuristic mech show, but most of the characters that I saw in the article were all girls, no guys in the article whatsoever, so it might look good. I did try and look for it on the fan subs, but no one was uploading or downloading it, so you know nobody could help me out there. The final piece of news this week, and geez, it's been a real slow news week. CPM at Central Park Media in the United States, they're preparing for bankruptcy. Central Park Media. I'm gonna quote straight from the ANN article. It's Central Park Media laid off the majority of its staff today, maintaining only a small number of workers to deal with quote loose ends unquote. We have been informed that, again, quote issues with creditors unquote arose last week, and the company is expected to file for bankruptcy next week. No further details about the creditor issues or bankruptcy filing are available. Well, if that's true, then it's real sad news, because CPM, I only recently, like I said in the beginning of the show, I only recently got back into anime, but one of the first CPM purchases I bought was the Project Echo Ultimate Box Set, and you're going to hear me at some point in the show gush about Project Echo. It was one of the first anime I ever watched, and I have very fond memories of it. But if it's true, I mean, this is terrible, because, you know, CPM, they've got great license like Project Echo, they've got the rights to the Paddlebar OAV and TV series, they've released both Animation Runner Kurumi OAVs, I think they've got the rights to Record of the Lodross War, I'm not sure, somebody can correct me. I mean, it's terrible. If they go into bankruptcy, you know what'll happen there. Somebody will have to step in to start to either maintain the company while it goes from bankruptcy back into the black, and or they will start to liquidate pieces of the company, in which case any remaining stock of the videos, DVDs and manga that CPM have will be used as leverage to offset against insolvency issues. If that's the case, you know, I would suggest to you guys that if, you know, your local, was it Sam Goodies in the United States? I don't know. I rely on you guys to tell me, like, names of stores and stuff like that, because where I am, totally different setup. Sam Goodies or, you know, Best Buy or whatever, go in and pick yourself up some CPM label stuff, because chances are, if the company does go into liquidation, somebody else is going to come along and acquire the rights to their original licenses, if they don't revert back to the original Japanese licensor. In which case, you guys could be waiting, you know, a year to 2 years till somebody finally gets up the gumption to announce the license. So, you know, get your mitts on them while you can. And that, my friends and compatriots, is the end of the news. Up next, I think I'll have some music from the Podcast Safe Network, and then we'll go straight into the reviews.
Thank you.
Christmas Beauty by Muzika from the Podsafe Music Network. Okay, up on the reviews page, I've got one manga and one anime, and I'm going to try and get through these as quickly as I possibly can. Okay, first up is the manga, and the manga is Sugar Sugar Ruin by Miyoko Anno from Delray Manga in the United States. I've got a full review for you in a Word document format, and I'll post a link to it as soon as I get a chance on the show, but I'll give you a really condensed version of it. Sugar Sugar Rune is about a young girl called Shokola who comes from the magical realm, who's just entered the human realm with her best friend and fellow rival for the position of queen of the magical realm, Vanilla. And the backstory for them is that Vanilla's mother won the last competition for a queen, and Shokola's mother didn't, and subsequently died. In order to become queen, the two girls must collect heart magic from the feelings from young boys' hearts. Okay, that last preceding statement just contained no manly statements whatsoever. At the end of the assignment, whoever has collected the most heart magic is declared queen. And, you know, in standard shoujo titles like this, I would expect the chief character to be more like, you know, Sakura from Cardcaptor Sakura or Misaki Suzuhara from Angelic Lair. You know, the typical shoujo girl, shy, retiring, and she's got a hidden nature. But in this story, however, it's Vanilla who displays these traits, and this causes all the boys to fall completely in love with her, making her prime candidate for queen. Dumb, whatever the hell it is. Shokola, on the other hand, treats every boy that she encounters as one from the magical realm, and in the magical realm you would treat boys in a brash, in-your-face, argumentative manner. And in other words, that gets her no credit with the boys whatsoever, and means that she's pretty much at square one in order to collect heart magic. The girls are assisted in their efforts by their assigned guardian, who's an adult and a fellow witch. And I've said this in the review, but wouldn't that make him a warlock? Anyways, oh, and yeah, this is brilliant. He uses the low-key cover of being a rock star. And his name is Rockin' Robin. That's brilliant. I love that. Yeah. He uses his fans at his concerts to collect heart magic for himself, because, you see, in the magical realm, heart magic is used to buy stuff when they're in the human realm, like cauldrons and wands and stuff like that. And, as well as a measure for who gets to be queen. And the first few scenes with him and the girls out and about pretending to be his daughters, when he collects heart magic from some of his fans, it makes it look so simple. But for the girls, different story completely. I have to tell you that the scene where she introduces herself to the class and says, "You know, anyone not nice to me is in for an ass kicking," is priceless. It's brilliant. All the girls think, you know, she for real, and the guys are all going, "I ain't going near her." And Vanilla, by comparison, because she's shy and retiring, everyone loves her. And you think that this would kind of depress Shokola, but because the two girls are best friends, the other one won't let the other down like that. I'd like to tell you more, but this is just spoiling the rest of the book. Anno, if you didn't know about her famous husband Hideki, director of Evangelion, even if you don't know, she treats this this genre like a weapon, and she delights in screwing around with our perceptions of the genre. I'd be interested to see if this can be sustained, this kind of shoujo but not shoujo style can be sustained. If it can, it'll be a great title. If it can't, it will descend into standard shoujo madness, and I won't read past volume 5. At the moment, I'm looking at the anime at the moment, and the problem is I'm starting to get ahead of myself in the anime, and I really don't want to watch any more without reading the rest of the manga. So hurry up, Delray. But I have to say, with scenes like where Robin explains the only single yellow-coloured heart that Shokola has collected, it's like honey-coloured. She thinks it's honey-coloured, but in actuality, he describes it as something else. It's priceless. But with scenes like that, like I said, I don't think the title can go far wrong. Delroy do their usual job of trying to retain structure in the grammar of the original manga, supplying the typical raft of honorifics, explanations, and a fairly good section of volume-specific explanations. And up next will be my review of Bandai Video's release of Mahime.
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
And in the anime review this week, I have Mahime from Bandai USA. I've got volume 1 for review. The best way I can describe Mahime is if what you would have with Gundam if you remove the sci-fi aspect and just left kick-ass battles with an entirely girl cast, which isn't that surprising seeing as how when you realise that the both shows come from Sunrise. So there you go. The plot basically in a nutshell concerns Mai Tokida, a 16-year-old girl about to attend Fuku Academy with her younger brother Takumi, whereupon the boat they were on is forced to pick up a drowning victim called Mikoto, who subsequently is attacked by a young black-haired girl named Natsuki Kuga, who seems to be intent on either killing her or taking her back with her. After the subsequent destruction of the boat they're on, Mai finds herself on Fuka Academy Island, whereby she's told that the magical gauntlets that sprang from her arms to protect her during the battle between Natsuki and Mikoto in actuality make her a Hime, a protector of the school campus from a group of creatures called orphans. Now, Mai is not a girl to take such a thing lightly, but still she attempts to resist being a Hime until finally events involving her brother force her to take action. All in all, the series is great animation, good writing, and although it's aimed, I won't say squarely at girls or guys, there is an equal amount of both girl-friendly pieces and fan action to satisfy both demographics. The series is being picked up by Bandai and will be released over 7 volumes. You can currently get it as a standalone volume or with a box set to hold all volumes plus t-shirt. And that's the end of the manga and anime reviews. I'll play one more promo and then we'll wrap up the show because I was literally rushed into it. So here comes your promo.
Hi, you're I'm watching. Oh yeah, I'm listening. No, you're listening to Otaku Generation. You know?
No, we don't know.
OtakuGeneration.net, getting in touch with your inner otaku every Wednesday.
Hi guys, again, you were just listening to the Otaku Generation podcast promo. I just checked my notes again, sorry about that. This is about it, folks, this is the wrap-up. I have one or two good things lined up. I haven't checked them out yet. I've got to sort it all out, and you know how it is. But the week after, I probably should be back from my exams, and I'll have sorted out the layout for this second show. Other than that, that's about it. As always, if you need to contact me, you can reach me at ebruschoice@gmail.com, at ebruschoice@podomatic.com. You can Skype me, I'm on as ebruschoice, or you can reach me on my K7 voicemail number, leave a message, at 206-203-3379. That's 206-203-3379. I'll be back sometime next week or the week after the exams are over, and I'll have some fresh content and a bit longer of a show. So until then, shine on, MacArthur's. Shine on. And move!